In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, God's good people, and welcome. This is Catholic Meditation with me, Father Blessed. Today is Thursday, the 4th of April, 2019. Thanks for joining us. Let us pray. We invoke your mercy in humble prayer, O Lord, that you may cause us, your servants, corrected by penance and schooled by good works, to persevere sincerely in your commands and come safely to the Paschal festivities. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Today's first reading is taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 32, verses 7 to 14. The Gospel is taken from St. John, chapter 5, verses 31 to 47. I read from the first reading. Yahweh then said to Moses, "Go down at once, for your people whom you brought here from Egypt have become corrupt. They have quickly left the way which I ordered them to follow. They have cast themselves a metal calf, worshipped it, and offered sacrifice to it, shouting, 'Israel, here is your God who brought you here from Egypt.'" Yahweh then said to Moses, "I know these people. I know how obstinate they are. So leave me now, so that my anger can blaze at them and I can put an end to them. I shall make a great nation out of you instead." Moses tried to pacify Yahweh his God. "Yahweh," he said, "why should your anger blaze at your people whom you brought out of Egypt by your great power and mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say, 'He brought them out with evil intention to slaughter them in the mountains and wipe them off the face of the earth'? Give up your burning wrath. Relent over this disaster intended for your people. Remember your servants Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to whom you swore by your very self and made this promise, 'I shall make your offspring as numerous as the stars of heaven, and this whole country of which I have spoken, I shall give to your descendants, and it will be their heritage forever.'" Yahweh then relented over the disaster which he had intended to inflict on his people. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Forget yourself, think of others. Forget yourself, think of others. Dearly beloved in the Lord, we live in a very egoistic world. Many of us are very self-centered. We think only about our personal interests and goals. If something to be done or said would not have my good or bring some benefits with it to me, then it would not be said or done. That is the human person. We always want the best for ourselves to the detriment of the other or others. A little story is told of two boys, two brothers in fact, who were having a meal together from the same dish. There were two pieces of meat of different sizes, one big and the other small. The younger brother quickly took the big piece and ate it, much to the dissatisfaction and disfavor of the elder brother, who accused his younger brother for lack of respect. "Don't you know," the elder brother reprimanded, "that when eating with a senior person, you wait for him to choose first? And even if you are to choose first, when given the opportunity, morals, good manners, and ethics warrant that you choose the smaller one and leave the bigger one for who is coming after." Then the younger brother retorted, "Okay, fine. By that logic, if it were you to choose first, which one would you have chosen?" "The smaller one, of course," answered the elder brother. "Well then, that is what you have. Why are you complaining?" the junior brother said. "Just consider that you picked first." The truth, beloved, about the elder brother's intention was he was not angry because the younger brother picked first. And even his logic does not hold because he fell in his own trap. The truth was he had eyed the bigger piece of meat for himself and got disappointed and dissatisfied that his younger brother picked it first. When given the opportunity, we want and claim the best for ourselves. Very few will forget about themselves and their interests and think of the other. We meet one of such men in the reading of today. That is Moses. Moses was one man who never put himself first, not at all. His interest was the good of all. He demonstrated this in two ways. Firstly, he played the role of a mediator, begging God on behalf of the people. It was the people who sinned. It was they who made a golden calf. They deserved God's punishment, yet Moses would not let God's anger wipe them out. He pleaded always for the people. God laments the obstinacy of the people and wants to put an end to them, Exodus chapter 32 verses 9 to 10. Yet, Moses, though hurt as well and disappointed with his country people, will not let them perish. He pleaded for them and pacified, begging God to forgive and let them go. Secondly, even when God promised to wipe off the people and make a great nation out of Moses' family instead, Moses would not claim that honor and privilege. How self-effacing! Surely, he thought, how would that be great were I to be saved alone and the rest to die? So he would not accept. God should forgive the people so that he and they too can be saved. They should enjoy the promised land together. Dear friends, I tell you that if God were to try a game and give the keys of heaven to some human beings, then you can be very certain that they will go in with their families and close friends and then throw away the keys to prevent others from entering in. I have seen this picture, and perhaps you too, of our Blessed Mother, the Virgin Mary, sending down a ladder like a rosary from heaven for those who pray the rosary, so that they could climb from earth to heaven through it. Surprising but pitiful, some struggling to climb, not even there yet, were kicking off others trying to climb as well who were below. They want heaven for themselves, and only for themselves. They will kick off any other person who is struggling to get in too. Forget about yourself and think of the others. What you want, others want as well. Tribalism has killed us. If appointed to high office, my tribe's people start dancing because they are sure they have arrived. What about those who have no one appointed to high office? They had better been lost, surely. The moment I am appointed parish priest, for example, all former workers in the parish are fired and I employ my tribe's people. From the parish cook, to the compound care and maintenance person, to the laundry person, to the parish pastoral council chairperson, all must come from my tribe. Moses forgot about himself even when he was offered and he pleaded for all. The opportunity was given to him on a platter of gold, but he would not claim it for himself. He forgot about his interest and thought of the interest of the whole community. It must be for the good of all, not only for me or those who are around me or close to me. Let us pray for that grace always to forget about ourselves and to think also of the good and the interest of others. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever. Amen.